It is a cultural engagement initiative that aims to enhance and broaden the dialogue in American communities about the world's diverse Muslim cultures. And it focuses on music and film and photography and gives Fayetteville a chance now to receive a whole year's worth of programming and residency activities with artists from Morocco.
What does Caravanserai, what is the meaning behind that name?
Ah, Caravanserai. Caravanserai was chosen as a name and a brand for this project pretty carefully. We spent some time trying to be sensitive and coming up with some imagery that would be warm and inviting. Caravanserais were the first roadside inns along the Silk Road in North Africa and the Middle East. And that's where when caravan travelers would travel and to trade goods across across countries, they would stop at these places at night. And they would share stories, share songs, cook each other food, trade goods with each other, and then spend the night and be on their way the next day off on their next journey. So it was a place where people were crossing paths a lot and spending time together.
And celebrating arts and
celebrating
and
their
music
cultures. And sharing. That's how cultures were learned about at those times. It was the only way, really, was these moments when different people who didn't know each other and didn't look like each other and came from different places would find each other along the road, along their routes. So it's an imagery that we created that we hope that we can carry forward, because the idea that we have in our head about this project, and it's in its second season right now. We've just wrapped up our first season focusing on artists from Pakistan. And it's coming to fruition. The notion that Fayetteville will become its own caravanserai, that the King Fahd Center for Middle East Studies will, and the Walton Arts Center will be a caravanserai, a place where these artists can come and visit and share their stories with everybody and sing their music and show their films and their photography.
And you said that, so each year focuses on a different Middle East, a different country?
Yes.
And so last year it was Pakistan,
yes,
and this
year's Pakistan,
Morocco.
This year's Morocco.
So how does it differ, you know, between countries?
Well, the idea is to kind of celebrate and have people experience the diversity of Muslim cultures in the world and to debunk some stereotypes using arts and media as a way for people to engage, because, you know, art cuts across all languages and music cuts across all problems and politics and narratives in the world. And so the reason these countries are chosen, there's a variety of factors that go into it. But for Morocco, for instance, it's a Muslim-dominant country. It's predominantly Muslim, but it has a really rich cultural heritage that has everything from sub-Saharan African music that came up from the southern parts of Africa to Andalusian influences from northern Europe that settled into Morocco as well. So there's a bunch of different really vibrant musical traditions and styles there. And a burgeoning contemporary art scene.
How and why was Fayetteville chosen?
The purpose of this project is to identify communities. America's got really gem communities past those places, like Fayetteville. Beautiful, burgeoning town with a lot going on. It's a diverse place here that has a lot of, you know, different voices out there in the community. And it's an opportunity for the artists to come and sing their songs and experience a new community that is something that they might not normally visit, might not be on their normal tour route. So that's kind of the notion, is they bring something away from it too. They go back to Morocco and they talk about the places they visited here and share their stories that they had hanging out with Americans.
Tell me a little bit about some of the music that we can expect to hear. What's Moroccan music like?
Majid Bekkas, the Majid Bekkas Ganawa Ensemble that's coming in the fall, will be playing Ganawa music. Ganawa music is a tradition that began in sub-Saharan Africa and southern Africa, and it happened when slaves were brought to Morocco. And they settled there and formed spiritual brotherhoods and created this musical style that was kind of a combination of their tribal call and response chanting music that combined with Sufi Islam and singing spiritual songs of devotion, and created this own specific style of music that, once you hear it, you'll understand was kind of the basis, became the basis for, and became a real big inspiration and kind of origin point for American blues and American gospel and jazz, because those slaves were then also found their way to America via the slave trade, and they brought their music with them. And when you hear Ganawa for the first time, you'll hear it. I mean, it's the first time I ever heard it.
Recognize
it. I could hear the blues immediately. Okay. So it's a really interesting connection to make historically, and shows how much cultural influence is a global thing, and how things are brought from all over the world to different places to make our own traditions. Because American blues is an American tradition, but it has its roots in Africa.
Connected, yeah. There's a connection there.
Oy, ben ey adırksın, ben ey adırksın, ey ben ya.
Oy, ben ey adırksın, ben ey adırksın, ey ben ya.
Allah, ben ey adırksın, ben ey adırksın, ey ben ya.
Oy, ben ey adırksın, ben ey adırksın, ey ben ya.
Oy, ben ya.
Well, when will this performance be?
The Majid Bekkes performance will be at the Walton Arts Center. It's the Thursday the 18th. Yeah. There'll be two concerts at the Walton Arts Center. There'll be the Majid Bekkes Ganawa Ensemble in October. And then next April, in April 2013, the Orchestra of Fez and Francois Atlan from Morocco will be performing at the Walton Arts Center well as part of their 10x10 series.
So a Moroccan orchestra?
Yeah, they are a Andalusian chamber orchestra.
Okay.
So they represent a whole different tradition
okay.
of Moroccan music. They represent the northern tradition of Moroccan music. The Andalusian music is a classical chamber form of music that came from southern Spain and Portugal when the Moors left Europe during the Inquisition and settled in northern Africa. So that's a whole different – and that's that the Andalusian chamber music is interesting. Having been to Morocco, it's inseparable from life there. You always hear it wafting through the streets. If you were walking down Dixon Street in Fayetteville but you were in Fez, you would hear it bouncing off, you know, out through the bars and wafting down the streets. It's just part of their life there, and it's such an integral, interesting thing that we were able to bring now. And hopefully, they'll play with some high school kids and maybe some college music students. And Francois Atlan is a Jewish singer, actually. She's a Sephardic Jew. And that's another tradition in Morocco that people don't really know or understand much about. So she'll be singing Mediterranean and Sephardic Jewish songs in addition to the Arab and Andalusian melodies that the chamber orchestra will be playing.
A film. Can you tell me a little bit about
sure.
the film?
Another part of the project is a film residency that will come visit here, and is a man named Hakim Balabes. He is of Moroccan descent. He was born in a little town called Boujade in Morocco. And he is also a teacher at Columbia College in Chicago. And he spends half his time teaching film studies in Chicago and half his time back home in Morocco filming, making movies. He's going to be sharing two films of his with the community here, A Nest in the Heat and Whispers is what they are called. They are very poignant films, very introspective and personal films that kind of touch on universal themes. A Nest in the Heat is a 40-minute piece, and it's about his journey going back home to his town in Boujade to let his family know that he won't be coming back. That he's moving on with his life and that he can't take over the family business and that he can't assume the life that they wanted for him. Those kind of themes are universal, and they'll touch on a lot of people here going through the same kind of things. It's all about family and connections to the bigger world and home and returning. And so he's
kind of
really,
sounds like the theme of the whole program a little bit too.
Yeah, it fits in
connection
really
and
And it's really great too because we have additional components this year. We have a photography exhibit that'll be in town throughout the whole season will be featuring the work of Moroccan photographers. Who will be basically taking their focus of their activity will be a day in the life in Morocco. So there'll be some nice documentary photography that supports all this work too.
Do you know where those will be?
They'll be all over town. Exhibit? The idea is it's a small exhibit. It'll be about 20-foot photographs on real nice big hardboard mounting. And the idea is that it's flexible and can be throughout the community the whole year. So,
do you get to travel to Morocco in your...
I was in Morocco last summer to help. I went to the Fez Festival of Sacred Music to help, you know, we start a year out in terms of looking at artists and researching and finding new partnerships in Morocco to work with. I was in Morocco last year working on this. And it's a beautiful country.
I was going to ask, what were your impressions and your thoughts and feelings upon...
Oh, I fell in love with the minute I stepped off the plane. traveling up the seacoast into Rabat and into Fez. It's just a beautiful place. Fez is an amazing town. Great music happening all around.
Right, so you got to experience that street music, you know, that.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed, yeah. And it's awesome. It's a beautiful place. And they the people are really warm and friendly, and they have an open, tolerant view of the world that kind of embraces multiculturalism and diversity. And they're really excited. These artists who are coming from there are thrilled to do this work because it's a chance for them to be cultural ambassadors and to show the world the best parts of Morocco. And to give a lot of flavor and for them to be proud of their country and to come over here and share their tradition and their music and you know, take some things back with them as well. So, yeah, Morocco's beautiful.
Yeah.
Just gorgeous.
Oh.